And this bloke, legend for the Cats, Buddha Hocking. Good morning, Buddha.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Millie. How are you both?
We're good, thank you.
$1 million. How are you travelling this week?
Yeah, pretty good. Waiting for, obviously, round 20. It's been a little bit long, but it's Friday, so an opportunity for a good game tonight and across the weekend and get a few things done, hopefully.
Yeah.
All righty, mate. So we start with St Kilda and Carlton tonight. What are you thinking?
Well, Marshall back for the Saints, Millie, so that's a really big in. Ratton's called, he's hollowed for a Marshall and got him back. So, Charlie Kurnow, he's back in the team as well. Now, he done his, hurt his knee, and he's had knee complications for quite a while. 761 days since he last played, and he joins McKay, or Mackay, depends on what you want to say there. But both of those guys will play in the forward line together. That'll be nice for the Blues, but they won't get enough entries to be able to get those guys into the game. So I'm tipping the Saints.
Beauty.
Right. Now, I think Saturday, Bulldogs Adelaide, is that in Ballarat?
Yes, it is. It's down at Mars Stadium. So who doesn't love a Mars bar?
Mm.
But I'm tipping the Dogs here, Mark. I think the Dogs will beat the Crows, although I've been fairly impressed with the Crows under Matthew Nix.
Off to Tassie, the Cats go against North Melbourne. Your thoughts?
Well, the Cats need to just pack their contest here when they go over there. That's all they need. We know North have been really competitive. The outs for North are Atley, Cunnington, Thomas, Zuha, all quality players. So a really big loss. The Cats get back Higgins. Hopefully game 250. I went off on the trigger last week saying it was his 250th. Hopefully he gets in this week. It's his 250th. Selwood's been named as well, Mark. He's had that corky. Mm. I loved Dangerfield last week. Not only got the footy, but his hunt and his tackle around the contest was enormous. North's not a soft target, the Cats, so you'll need to be at your best. So I'm tipping the Cats.
They played really well last week, and you're right, Danger was on song. Gold Coast and Melbourne on the Gold Coast.
One word, Melbourne.
Sure.
Beautiful. Collingwood v West Coast.
What's your tips here, Mills?
I'm going for West Coast. Collingwood have been a bit up and down. Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Since Brody Grundy cut his hair, it's all gone to seed.
Who chips against their own team, Buddha? Honestly.
No, you do.
Yes.
Once. What? In 96.
I want to tip Collingwood, but they'll probably won't win. So I've got to go for West Coast. What do you reckon,
Buddha? I'm jumping on your bandwagon. West Coast, we know, have been poor, home and away.
Hmm.
And they still sit seventh, Millie. That's the thing. Like, they've been up and down, up and down, up and down, been ordinary, but they still sit in seventh place. So I'll go with the Eagles too. I think they'd be able to get the job done.
This is one of these games where you say, may the least ordinary team win. Anyway.
Yes.
Essendon, Sydney at the Gabba?
Yeah, I'm liking Sydney here. Buddy out, and then he's back in because Dusty's not playing. They need people to turn on and get ratings. So Buddy got through the tribunal. He was ruled out, as you know, with that elbow, stray elbow, but he's now back in. I'm tipping Sydney to beat the Bombers.
All righty. Sunday, Hawthorn and Brisbane get us started at 2:10.
Yeah, I'm going for the Lions here, Millie.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Righto. GWS and Port on Sunday as well, Metricon.
Yeah, this will be a ripper, Mark. Toby Green back.
Yeah.
He was under quarantine measures, and obviously Fantasia back for Port Adelaide, which is good for him. He crossed from Essendon last year. So this is a really tough encounter. Both teams have a thirst for the contest. I'm tipping Port because this is a team below them that they can beat. So Port Adelaide.
Lovely.
And Frio Richmond, last 5:10. I've said to my wife, dinner's going to be late Sunday night if you want me to cook.
Well, you'll just get takeaway again, Mark, I reckon.
Yeah, you're right, Buddha. That'll be it. I'll order takeaway at half time. It'll be there at three quarter time. Everyone's happy.
Yes.
Good call.
Yeah, but it's good that you're looking after the local community who need everyone getting out there and buying a takeaway on a Saturday and a Sunday night, helping them out.
Exactly.
Under these trying times, but look, Frio are just a really young team. They don't handle the pressure well, and when the Tigers are at their best, we know how good they are with in regards to pressure. They are ruthless, but they are struggling for that consistency. I'm going to tip the Tigers, and this, as you notice, this is a nine-game round. You can tip nine here, guys, so if I don't tip nine, Mark, Millie, I'll buy you both a quick pick on Monday morning. Okay, I'm going for 9.
Oh.
Righto. Could you buy it from the Armstrong Creek News Express? They had a Division 1 winner last week. Lucky Fingers Wayne there will help you out.
Absolutely. I'm going there right now.
No, wait till Monday. Wait till Monday, Bono. I like it. And by the way, your line about Buddy being in because Dusty's out and the AFL need the ratings, it wasn't lost. it was good.
Thank you.
Bono, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. What are your St. Joey's doing this weekend?
Yeah, we play Sunday, so Geelong West, no crowds. Police will be hovering around. That's just to give me some sort of security.
yeah, right, okay.
But it's a live stream.
But you're fantastic. We'll talk to you Monday.